A woman in her 80s has died after being struck by a van in County Carlow yesterday evening in Waterford. Two teenagers died after their e-scooter collided with a bus yesterday morning. The fatalities bring the number of deaths on Irish roads to 92 this year. Kildare North TD James Lawless is the new Minister of State at the Department of Transport. James Lawless, good afternoon. Congratulations on your appointment.
Good afternoon and thank you.
Minister, road deaths now at 92 this year. That's 10 more than this time last year. What's your solution?
Well, first of all, I want to extend my sympathies to the families, the two boys in Waterford and the lady that you mentioned in the other accident, and just extend my sympathies to their families and everybody involved, and also to the driver of the bus in Waterford, who I believe is understandably still very much in shock and at a very difficult time for him and his family also. In terms of solutions, what has happened already, I'm in my first day in the brief, obviously, but what Minister Jack Chambers and the department did before me, in April, the Road Traffic Act 2024 became law. That was a major overhaul of Road Traffic Act, including many safety provisions. That led to regulations being introduced in May. And for the first time, e-scooters are now regulated in law. There had been a lacuna there in terms of a questionable regime or, in effect, no real regulatory framework for the use of e-scooters. Now there is, and that contains a number of provisions as to how they can and can't be used. Things like speed limits, things like capacity limits. You can only have a certain engine size, age limits. Nobody under 16 is permitted to drive any scooter, they can't go on the footpaths, they can't carry passengers, etc. There's a variety of regulations there, and that really, I suppose, addresses that gap that was there for some time before that. So that's already in place since May of this year. In terms of the number of fatalities, look, any number is too many, and every single fatality is a tragedy in its own right, and for the families involved. It's called comfort to people who have lost loved ones, but the number actually in the second quarter of the year is coming down. The first quarter of this year, prior to the introduction of the New Road Traffic Act, it was 20 fatalities per month was the monthly average. In the second quarter, so April, May, June, it's actually down to 11. Again, look, I know it's called comfort to families involved, but it is going the right direction. And I would have to say that marries with the timeline of the introduction of the new road safety measures, the legislation and the regulations. So in that sense, look, it is progressing. Some of those measures, just to talk through them, that came in, for example, drug testing is now mandatory in any collision. Alcohol testing was brought in about a decade ago. Now drug testing is also mandatory at the scene of an accident. We know about the speed limit review that's been widely flagged. That's coming into force now.
Measures are coming into place, Minister. The RSA's CEO, Sam Wade, told the Public Accounts Committee roads are unsafe because of an unprecedented deterioration of behaviour. How would you address that?
I think he's a fair point, and I think that's something that we have an obligation, I think society has an obligation, and individuals have an obligation to be responsible in their behaviour and in their driving. There's maybe a cultural issue there, but I think that the department and I suppose the government, through the Road Safety Authority, you know, can encourage and educate, and there's the ongoing battles and there's numerous campaigns in terms of that, in terms of driver behaviours.
Okay, but let's talk about the RSA actually, because within that PAC, Finnegan Gael TD Ciarán Cannon said there needs to be a different entity to the RSA to have a focus in making Irish roads safer. In your view, what's the future of the RSA?
Yeah, so the RSA is subject to an independent review at the moment. I think it's Indicon performing the review. It's the first review of the organisation since it was established in 2006, so that's almost 20 years ago. Any organisation, it's normal good governance for a review to take place, particularly after 20 years.
When can we expect the recommendations from that to be published, or do you know at this stage?
This summer, and then any recommendations arising from that, any substantial recommendations will be subject to a piece of legislation to implement those. So I think that's good governance. You know, housekeeping is important, and staying abreast of developments and making sure an organisation is doing exactly what it needs to do and has the resources to do it is always important. Just come back to one of the points that was made at that committee hearing yesterday, in terms of there was a suggestion, I think, from one of the members of the committee that there may be a conflict of interest with road testing, NCTs, etc., being performed by the same agency that regulates. I don't fully agree with that, because ultimately these are safety measures. These are measures to ensure that vehicles are fit for purpose, okay, that are safe and trustworthy on the road. So that's actually completely in line with the mission of the Road Safety Authority. So look at it, where there's points raised, where there's something we can do to take that away and improve it, all for doing that. But I think that fair particular enough criticism, I wouldn't share it.
Also at that Public Accounts Committee, Mr. Wade expressed frustration at the pace of enforcement on roads by Gardaí. What's your view?
Well, putting my other hat on, until yesterday I was chair of the Justice Committee, and we actually performed a review on road safety enforcement and produced a number of recommendations. I think it's something that we all share, just as citizens and road users. If there's a van parked up on a footpath, if there's somebody crossing between cycle lanes, if there's somebody erratically driving, we need to see greater enforcement by the Gardaí. I've said that as chair of the Justice Committee. I'm saying it today as Minister in the Department of Transport, and that's something that I would expect to see going forward, getting greater momentum, because really we need to adopt a zero tolerance. You know, it's not a minor infraction. It's actually very dangerous when people disobey the road safety laws. So I think that's something we're going to have to get tougher on.
The Aer Lingus pilots' industrial action continues. There's a lot of uncertainty and disruption facing people, especially this weekend. Talks broke up yesterday, and IALPA is meeting today to consider further industrial action. As Junior Minister for Transport, what are you calling for?
Look, I'm calling for an engagement between the parties. I know that the parties were in the Labour Court earlier this week, and they seem to be beginning to make progress, but unfortunately those talks, as we know, broke down. I think 270 flights were cancelled in the last couple of days. Really, that's not acceptable. There's a massive disruption to the travelling public. It's massive distress, inconvenience, disruption. As you've said already, this weekend is one of the busiest probably this year, probably in a couple of years, between the concerts, the sports events, the activities taking place. It's going to be a very busy weekend in Dublin City and around the country. And really, this is extremely unhelpful. I do understand that the Labour Court are meeting again on Monday morning to review, independent of either party. They'll be looking at the situation, and I look forward to seeing what comes out of that on Monday morning. And I'll definitely be engaged with it again later in the week. But I suppose as ministers, myself and our Minister Ryan, have any various in terms of getting involved, all we can do is encourage the parties to re-engage. But really, I would be very concerned about the disruption, ongoing disruption to the travelling public.
Finally, Minister Lawless, 68 soldiers convicted of crimes are currently before the courts, remain in the Defence Forces. It's reported that the look back in terms of these figures over convictions only spanned 2 years. Is there a need for a deeper thrall?
I understand there's a review going on to that at the moment. There's already been significant investigations. Some of it is administrative in terms of, I read yesterday that the brigade headquarters and the central command headquarters may not share data. It's just an administrative matter as opposed to anything more than that. So sometimes there's there may not be knowledge at a central level of what exactly is going on in each unit, but certainly this is, I think, issue has gained great urgency in the last week, thanks to the bravery of Natasha speaking out so strongly on this. And look, this is something that's been taken very seriously at the highest levels of government.
Minister of State at the Department of Transport, James Lawless, thanks for joining us this afternoon.